down to Mary Jane's on Main in downtown Waukesha. We are all things hemp. Edibles, flowers, chocolates, Delta 8, 10, P, and O. We also have clothing, shoes, jewelry, toiletries, but most importantly, education. Come into the store. Let me educate you on all things hemp. Whether you smoke it or wear it, come and get it at Mary Jane's on Main. Or you can see us every Saturday at the farmer's market. I'm Mary, and let me show you how hemp can help you.
Join the WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM The Shaw team when we broadcast live from the Waukesha Farmers Market, beginning Saturday, June 4th and lasting all summer long. Former Waukesha Alderman Don Brown hosts This Week in Waukesha 8 to 9 AM. Then former U.S. Attorney James Santel launches his new Saturday morning show from 9 to 11. Raised in the Shaw with host Joel Clayfish rounds out the Saturday morning lineup 11 to noon. Come to the Waukesha Farmers Market for the only radio program broadcasting live from The Shaw. For The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. During the U.S. House Select Committee on January 6th public hearing yesterday, the committee shared text messages between staff member for U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and then-Vice President Mike Pence that indicated Senator Johnson was prepared to hand-deliver fraudulent electoral votes for Wisconsin and Michigan on January 6th. Also at yesterday's committee hearing, the House of Representatives shared testimony from Andrew Hitt, who is the chair for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, also served as one of the 10 fraudulent Republican electors in 2020. Hitt contends he never believed his electoral vote would be sent to Washington, D.C. to be counted on January 6th, despite signing paperwork, the votes were original presidential electoral votes and sending them to D.C. by certified mail. Partly cloudy skies are in the forecast today with winds ranging from 10 to 15 miles per hour and an expected high of 82 degrees. Clear skies into the night with a low near 55 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
It's been a long.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I want to welcome on the line the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin and candidate for United States Senate, Mr. Mandela Barnes. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's good to be back. Always a good time to be with you, Earl.
Yeah, man, it was good seeing you this past Sunday, man. Hadn't seen you in a while. Let's talk a little bit quickly about the information that came down on Senator Ron Johnson on yesterday. What are your thoughts?
I'll be honest. None of us were really surprised what we saw with Ron Johnson. The thing about it is he's always casted doubt into the legitimate results of the 2020 election. He's always made it seem as if Joe Biden wasn't the rightful winner of the presidential election. And now we see that his office was directly involved in trying to overturn an election. It does not get more dangerous than Ron Johnson. I mean, we all saw how close we were to actually losing our democracy. I mean, you laid out the case very clear. But now we see that Ron Johnson's office was directly involved in this chaos, in this madness. And there is no way that a person can see Ron Johnson as legitimately fit to serve in office. You take an oath. You swear on that oath to protect against threats, foreign and domestic. But to find out that Ron Johnson was that domestic threat, that's a real problem, and nobody should be comfortable with it.
You know, Mandela, it is unbelievable. I was just talking about, you know, people who are asking the question about this nation. But a man who does what he did and then won't step down. You have called on him to step down. You know, why would a person put themselves through that, get caught red-handed, knows that he was engaged and involved in this, and still want to think that people are going to reward him by re-electing him?
Well, there's a certain level of audacity, and the problem is people have been getting away with this seditious activity for so long, right? That is, to even think that you can get away with it shows just a certain level of privilege, and it also is, it also just shows how far they are willing to go. And you can't just go through that and think that you all of a sudden, or that you'll somehow get away with it. but they feel that they have a stranglehold on power and authority, and they will be absolved of any wrongdoing, because too often we've seen, like, President Donald Trump get off the hook. He was impeached twice, but not convicted at any point. So we have these Trump acolytes like Ron Johnson, who will do the bidding of the defeated president, will do the bidding of their wealthy donors just to maintain power. And that's the only thing they're concerned with, because they've certainly left the people of the state of Wisconsin behind.
Let's talk quickly about the campaign, how it's going. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, the campaign is going great. I tell you, we just hit the 11-month mark 2 days ago, which is hard for me to believe. We have brought in over 100,000 individual donations into the campaign, been endorsed by over 130 elected officials from across the state at every level of government, from federal level down onto the village trustee, starting with Congresswoman Gwen Moore, but people all in all parts of the state, like the mayor of Superior, Jim Payne, the mayor of La Crosse, Mitch Reynolds, the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, the mayor of it is an incredible list of supporters that I'm so excited to have, but also the grassroots support that we have is unmatched. Community leaders, organizations like AFSCME, AFT Local 212, a few others that are coming down the line. I cannot explain how excited I am about the coalition that we're building, because that's what it's going to take to win. Although Ron Johnson has exhibited this dangerous behavior, a lack of desire to serve the people of Wisconsin, and also just, you know, his inability to lead, it is still going to be about our message, our values, because that's what people are ultimately going to be voting for, not just against Ron Johnson. And, you know, SEIU endorsed this morning too as well, which is, you know, the nation's largest labor union. These are working people, because we are fighting for working class values, trying to rebuild this middle class.
So for those who don't know, what is your message? What are the values?
I tell you, that message is about rebuilding the middle class. You know, I mean, you can tell the story better than anybody else, what Milwaukee was like, what the state of Wisconsin was like when we had an abundance of good paying family sustaining jobs. And we also know what happens when the opposite is true, when we lose those good jobs to offshoring because of corporate greed. And the same story is present in our rural communities because of corporate greed. We see this consolidation of our family farms. They're being squeezed out by corporate monopolies. It's making it tougher, harder and harder for the family farmer to be able to compete in this environment. People are being pushed out. People are being left behind. But this campaign is about expanding opportunity and making sure that everybody has a fair shot.
You know, Lieutenant Governor Burns, it is more than nauseating and heartbreaking when we look right now and see what is taking place in this nation. We're headed towards recession. Going to be a very, very painful recession. The inflation that people are dealing with, the gasoline prices that I was talking about, the fact that the median home costs $407,000 in this state. But I always like to talk about the people who, you know, are on the other side of that, man, and the pain that they're experiencing. Let's talk a little bit about Senator Mandela Barnes could do to deal with these horrible issues that we're going to be dealing with.
Yeah, let me start out by saying, you know, during the break, the AP announcement said that gas prices are down to $4.95 a gallon.
I know, man, come on.
I mean, think about that. Gas prices are down to $4.95. This economic catastrophe, this economic situation that we are dealing with right now is impacting working class people. And with that being said, it is important for us to give working class families some relief. That includes a middle class tax cut. That means expanding the earned income tax credit. That means also expanding the extending the child tax credit. this is the relief that working families need right now. We pay for it by making sure that the ultra wealthy pay their fair share. And as was also mentioned during the break, the suspension of the gas tax, whether it's the federal gas tax holiday, which, you know, would go a long way to help out people in the short term. But in the long term, we got to do the things that have made us a more vibrant place in the first place. And that means bringing back good paying jobs. That means incentivizing the employers that do the right thing by keeping jobs right here in America, building things in Wisconsin. That makes us less vulnerable to supply chain shortages. And it also creates middle class union jobs. And that's what this is about.
You know, you've traveled the state extensively as the lieutenant governor and during this campaign. How familiar are the problems that exist in the city or with the problems that exist in rural areas? Or how close? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say same exact problems. You know, we have so much more in common with each other, regardless of where you are in the state. You can be in any one of 72 counties. You have so much more in common with the average person than we will with out-of-touch, self-serving, ultra-millionaire politicians like Ron Johnson. And when it comes down to it, people want a good school, send their children to, people want a job that puts food on the table, people want to be able to go to a doctor without worrying about a surprise bill. But that is not the reality in Wisconsin. It's not the reality in this country right now. And we need leaders who are going to be committed to bringing that reality, to turning the American dream into an American reality. That means universal health care. That means fully funding our public schools. That means making higher education more accessible, more affordable. It means doing everything we can to address the climate crisis and create good paying jobs.
So, Lieutenant Governor Burns, I know you got to go. Thank you very much, and we got to get together again soon.
Hey, man, I appreciate you. Right. Always good to talk to you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and also candidate for United States Senate. You know, we'll do this. We'll talk again on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.